what would be unfair?
People don't get the same things.
Not caring about other people.
No one will be respected the same. In the world, people can be...
UNICEF asked over 12,000 children between the ages of 9 and 18 for their views. Their survey found 45% of children in 14 countries feel they're not being heard by adults and world leaders and don't trust them to make good decisions. The organisation's Australia representative, Jennifer Turney, says adults and leaders in Australia can help address this by letting children take over the day in classrooms and workplaces.
And so I think if we can do that as educators, as parents, as, you know, adults in general, that's a great first step. And as far as politicians in Australia are concerned, consultation with children should be an important and integral part of political decision making, of coming up with policy and of thinking about our future. And so in any decisions that are being made, you know, about our society, despite the fact that children can't necessarily vote, most children anyway, they should be consulted when decisions are being made.
The report also found the huge effect bullying has on children and its high prevalence rate. It found children are also worried about violence, followed by terrorism and poor education.
What we found actually was disconcerting, that 65% of these children approximately across these four countries are really concerned about things like violence against children, mistreatment, bullying, and terrorism. And so, of course, to know that those are the things that are top of mind for so many kids across the world is a really heavy message and something that we as adults have to take up and consider as we build a future for them.
Here in Australia, children, particularly those from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, continue to face many challenges. There are calls for the federal government to change the juvenile justice system after a Royal Commission into Juvenile Detention made over 200 recommendations, including the closure of the Dondale Detention Centre and a 10-year strategy to address child protection. Another challenge is Australia's family law system. Hetty Johnston, the founder of Brave Hearts, a charity which provides support for children who have experienced or are at risk of abuse and neglect, says it's a huge issue.
Where there are allegations of sexual assault or harm being perpetrated against the child, and our system's lack of ability to actually properly deal with that complaint, it leaves these children exposed to enormous danger, and many of them are losing their lives through suicide and through other means, just because we just haven't got our act together around how to listen to them and how to believe them and how to action protection for them.
As part of World Children's Day, children will take over classrooms, assemblies and key roles to raise their voices and fundraise for millions of others who are unprotected, live in extreme poverty and without education. The wave of action is being welcomed by high-profile stars and world leaders who are lending their support to the initiative.